The opinions expressed by the hosts in this podcast are on their own and do not reflect the views of their respective company connections or organizations. Hello and welcome to the first ever Software Testing Philippines podcast. I am Rabi Kalikdan and beside me is
Ian Bestelos. Hi.
And Derek Codel Magisar.
So, we're here right now, somewhere in Ortigas, hiding. So, the purpose of this podcast, so what to expect? Say, this is the first one, and we're planning to do a series or multiple podcasts in the future. So, what to expect? First of all, we're not professional podcasters, so ngayon pa lang, medyo... So, no bashing sa comment section.
We're all virgins here.
So, what like Ian said, kayo na bahala mag-interpret. So, why are we doing this? Bakit namin naisipan mag-podcast? First of all, is to expand reach. We're mostly based in Manila and we have a lot of testers from Cebu and Davao, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we want to reach out to them as well. Since may mga testing communities din doon. And we see this as one medium. We're planning call-ins or dial-ins in the future pag merong phone-in questions. Since we're on the same time zone, I don't think we're gonna have any problems with that. And next near goal is to interview industry leaders. Not just our bosses sa office, but industry experts like I think security, sa health, what else? Airline, probably. So, how do they test air traffic? Kasi, yung mga bawal magkamali, like sa medicine. Every decimal point can cost life. Diba? Another one is leveling up the community. So, what do you mean by leveling up? Anyone?
I guess for me, it's about opening up a discourse among software testers. Kasi right now, it's usually contained within meetups, or last November, we had our first PH test con, and there were good conversations around that related to the future of testing, related to machine learning, analytics, and a lot of interesting topics. Pero with a podcast, I guess we'll have an opportunity to get questions that other people are interested to ask, topics that other people would like to discuss. So, you know, that's leveling up the level of discourse, I guess, for me. The level of discussion that we can have on the software testing community.
And to add, sometimes kasi may mga tao na nahihiyang mag-speak up front. And maybe through this podcast, we're all behind the mic. Baka sakaling ma-address natin yung ibang concerns na you can ask us questions.
I guess it's also just going by what you've said, Derek. No, I think it's a good opportunity for us to introduce who are, you know, good testers in the Philippines that has insights that we can at least spread out to the community. So yun yung binanggit kanina na Rabi na we'll be able to interview not just industry experts, kahit just practitioners who started from somewhere and now they're doing well in their jobs.
Grabe, yung mga sagot niya, nawala ako dun. Joke lang. Ako naman kasi, mababaw lang yung dahilan ko eh. Kasi yung ibang community may podcast, tayo wala.
Naingit pala. Naingit lang pala.
No. So, hindi. We just want to be at par sa world stage. So, I think having a podcast is one of the... I think... ano ba to? One of the...
I think it's one of the next steps for us as well.
Inisip ko siya para siyang hindi naman siya status symbol, hindi ko makuha, or probably the best way na to show the world that the Philippine testing community is thriving and very much alive.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yes, and we're podcasting now.
Interestingly, we have a lot of members sa community. I think when you know we mentioned that to a colleague in the US who is active in the US community, Pinoy siya, and we mentioned that we have more than 3,000 members, they were quite surprised na, oh, there's an active community going on in the Philippines. So, siguro, this podcast is one way for us to extend that reach. on the awareness, di ba, of the community.
Yep, and please do share this recording. So we will be posting this to various sites. We'll just post the links on the actual post.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So going on our first topic for our first podcast is parang may ano, no? Fishbowl. So
mali yung grammar niya. Pakiayos.
Ano ba na natin? Ito na lang?
Yeah, I think it's
okay. Sure. Babasahin ko na lang.
Mali yung grammar niya. Ipaproofread mo.
Skills that go beyond the manual and automation dichotomy. Dichotomy, big word.
I need to Google that.
Pero I guess what you're, for the benefit of us na hindi alam yung dichotomy, ano ba yung dichotomy?
Sorry, I mean kasi we're always talking about manual testing skills and automation skills, right?
Yeah.
Like programming versus exploratory testing. Yes. Pero what other skills are out there na testers would need to build? Is that what you're suggesting,
yes, yeah.
Derek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, every time pag nagkaka-meet up, even nung test con, laging tinatanong ng mga testers is, how can I grow my technical arsenal?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes na puput aside na natin yung another aspect natin, which is yung soft skills. Yung mga aspect na hindi mo matututunan sa training, sa technical training na pinaprovide ng company mo, sa technical training na binabalik sa'yo ni Google. Ano-ano ba yung mga skills na yun?
Mm-hmm.
Siguro ako, I will step back a bit.
Uh-huh.
So, maganda yun eh, na question comes from you at... na how would I grow?
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang tanong kasi dyan, lalo na sa akin, kasi I've been there. Kahit naman ngayon, kasi dami ko rin frustrations na but di ko pa rin alam to. Ang tagal ko na sa testing, but I still feel lack for mm-hmm. personally. How much are you willing? Yun yung, well, this is a personal conviction lang naman. How much are you willing to go, na to learn, go beyond? Kasi madaling sabihin, pero... do you want to learn because you want to leave the organization? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's your goal, I guess? What you're saying is, ano ba yung goal mo, why you want to learn certain skills?
Yes.
That's important. Yeah, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yun. So isang question yun, I think, na sa listeners natin na ask themselves, di ba? Harap kayo sa salamin. So, kausapin mo yung sarili mo na, do I want to learn this because I want to help my organization or level up my team? Or just myself. Hindi ko sinabing selfish reasons. We all want to succeed in our own careers. Pero, yun lang. Kasi, minsan, it's easy to throw the word na I want to grow. Pero, yung willpower is...
I think that's also an interesting insight. Kasi, sometimes, we just grow skills for the sake of getting something more. Eh. Diba? Like, there's automation going on like mobile apps.
Yes.
Kaya lang, at the same time, andun yung question na, one, is it useful for you right now in the context of your own company? Or two, if it's not as useful right now, saan mo siya gagamitin later on? Are you planning to move on to mobile apps development or mobile apps automation testing? So, I guess that's a very important point na you mentioned, Rabi. Eh. Kasi kumbaga, you have to define first, the way I see it from my end when I was, you know, I was a former test manager before, I always look at it as, ano ba yung something that's useful for the company? And then secondly, ano ba yung something na you're interested in the longer term? So there's a short term, which is company aligned, longer term na maybe on your personal career. If that meets, that's good. Pero if not, then, you know, maybe we can still support that. Pero that depends on what your goal really is. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to help out, reduce the number of test cases na you do manually, that's why you're learning automation? Or is it just about, kasi buzzword ngayon yung automation and sa labas you need to, you know, apply yung automation skills mo para makuha ka in other companies.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to start from there.
Any personal experience?
Mm-hmm. Actually, kaya ako na-open yung topic na to before when I was handling people. I always talk to them when I grow their skills. Gusto ko handa sila both company tsaka sa labas. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Siyempre, pag nag-grow sila ng skills, ma-adapt nila doon sa organization, yes. Pero nag-go beyond din ako doon na pwedeng gamitin din nila in the future kahit na hindi sa organization namin.
Oh, that's, I think, magandang, well, personal experience ko rin din masishare is I want to learn how to code.
Mm-hmm.
Pero I take the opportunity naman sa office since they give us they teach us how to automate. So yun ang ginagamit ko namang opportunity na mahasa yung logic ko, I mean, for coding, because for the longest time I've been a manual tester. So yun na, since very hot nga topic yung automation, and not just locally but abroad. Yun, I guess yun yung nagiging
driver
instead na burden siya, na ayoko mag-code, ayoko mag-program. Ayos it as a ano ba?
Catalyst?
Hindi. Pero yung for the sake of time.
Joke lang.
Ano lang, parang namomotivate ako to learn. So, kung ano yung target kong language, kung iba man siya, I make sure na matutunan ko yung sa in current ko ngayon sa work. At least it gives me, it hones me na, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, ha? Kasi yung programming, it's just a similar logic pero different syntax lang. Ganun ko siya tinitingnan eh. So, for any developers listening, please don't bash me if I'm wrong. So, ayan. I guess, just to blab about it.
Ako naman, on a personal perspective kasi, when I started, I didn't know anything about testing. That's not my background eh. I'm more of like a product specialist eh, in a call center environment. Tapos, when I started with testing, I have to follow ano ba yung kailangan at the moment. That's why I started to learn, you know, maybe at the beginning we were writing test plans and test cases. I learned that. Then later on, I felt bored on doing that, so I studied exploratory testing. And then it turns out other people will have use for it as well. Tapos later on, we figured out na we need to reduce the number of tests na we're doing, yung manually. So I started digging on to Selenium and other automation frameworks. So I followed that. Eventually, I figured out na my interest lie on a horizontal scale. Hindi yung specialist testing track, but more on product development. So that's the time na I started looking into business analysis, even marketing or design, user experience. So dun ko naman sinimulang pag-aralan yung mga bagay niyan. Pero looking at how can I add this, kumbaga, how can I sort of like use this back to the company or to the organization where I'm in. So I started digging on to certain things like mockups or wireframes. Tapos, you know, it turns out it will help other testers if I create wireframes first before, you know, we start coding or we start designing the test. So it became useful. Tapos, you know, I always pattern it that way. Ano ba yung one, pressing need at the moment, pero two, I'm interested in. Kasi kung pressing need lang, I'll probably have dug in too much on automation. Pero it's not something I'm quite interested in. Then, you know, I'll just be bored to death doing that. So I started digging in onto other things na I can probably add back to the organization. That's my pattern. Even up to today, that's how I try to learn eh. Look at what's the next thing na you can augment yung current skill set mo. And then experiment on what you've learned from there, and then grow again and grow again.
Well, to emphasize, yung pinaka-takeaway ko dun sa comment ni Ian is hindi niya hinayaan yung trend yung mag-dictate na kung ano yung pag-aaralan niya. Bottom line, yung kung ano yung masaya siya, kung ano yung passion pa din niya. And isa yun sa gusto kong i-share ngayon siguro sa mga listeners natin. Don't automate dahil lang yun yung trend ngayon. Mag-automate kayo. Let's say you're gonna do it in the next 5-6 years, di naman kayo masaya. There are other aspects ng testing na baka yun yung para sa inyo, baka hindi talaga si automation. So try looking into that, and huwag tayo mag-dive head first dun sa mga bagay na yun yung sikat ngayon, yun yung trend ngayon. Yes, possible na yun ngayon kailangan, pero kung hindi ka masaya, pointless siyang, hindi naman siya pointless in a way na huwag mong pag-aralan. Reserve na mag-aral ka pa din nun, pero kung hindi yun yung passion mo, hanapin mo yung true passion mo.
I think that's an important comment, kasi if you're just following yung trend, you'll really, literally, follower ka lang eh. Diba? You'll never get to be a leader of something.
Yes.
So sometimes we bring in unique talent to the table eh. And if we can follow that strength, kumbaga, build your strength rather than address your weakness eh. Ang mabibigay sa inon, I guess, is you're developing on your own unique terms rather than dictated by something else.
Good insights. So, siguro, we can proceed on our next topic. So
I guess the question is, from our perspective, from your perspective, guys, ano ba yung mga skills that go beyond manual and automation testing that you think is gonna be relevant?
Well, to start, Derek?
Sa akin, personally, yung siguro yung pagiging humane or makatao na lang natin as testers, sometimes sa pagiging magaling na technical tester, nakalimutan na natin na yung nag-a-address ng issues na nakikita natin as testers ay tao din. Devs, BAs,
okay,
kahit sino, na push lang tayo ng push sa kanila without second thoughts kung ano yung nararamdaman nila. So, number one is humanity. I don't know, for lack of better word, humanity yung kailangan na skill. Number two, curiosity. The day we stop asking yung question na how does this work, it would be the end of us. Pag na-satisfy na tayo sa kung ano yung meron. So, yun, another skill na hindi siya technical skill, pero sobrang importante niya. I think those are two na pinaka nasa top of my list.
I guess, you know, I definitely agree dun sa what you mentioned, Derek. And I think just to contribute on lack of the better term, maybe it's empathy.
Empathy, diba? Good point, yes.
So, like, empathy is in terms of how do you sort of like try to understand where other people are coming from. So, sa atin kasi, we saw a bug, we erase a bug, we just file it in the system, and then feel like everyone should be addressing what we filed without understanding that they too have their own set of struggles.
Yes.
Set of things that they need to complete or priorities they need to run through. So, yung empathy is important for us eh, para we don't just enforce our own perspective and views. We also listen to where they are coming from. Siguro, another thing for me really is yung looking at the bigger picture.
Yes.
Forest for the trees. Kasi, typically for us, you know, we find an issue, we think it's important, pero without anchoring that to the bigger perspective, like when have we found it? Is it near the release? How will it impact the release? How can we work with them so that the impact is not too much if we don't get to fix it now? Siguro on a bigger picture perspective as well is whatever bug you found, even if it seems catastrophic, kung hindi naman siya something that will impact yung kumbaga main purpose ng application or ng system, then maybe it's not as bad as we thought it is. So without yung understanding kasi ng big picture na yun, you won't be able to anchor in kung ano ba talaga yung impact ng bug mo eh. Diba? Feeling natin on a technical perspective, it's critical, pero if you anchor it dun sa context ng project, not so much at this point. So big picture thinking.
Siguro kung interview question to, I flunked already. Nahirapan ako sa tanong, pero siguro I'll try to answer it. Gagayain ko isang sagot ni Derek, yung curiosity. Kasi ako personally, nandun talaga yung passion ko sa software testing in terms of, siguro meron ako FOMO, fear of missing out.
Ngayon lang nalaman yung FOMO.
Talaga. Bakit ko nasabi yun? Kasi, I have a 9-to-5 job, sabi nga nila. And yung the remaining hours ko nasa travel, traffic. So, saan mo sisingit dun yung learning? Siguro that curiosity and passion comes into play. I use yung in between breaks or sa mobile phone just to subscribe sa mga small forums or I use sometimes LinkedIn para magbasa ng mga questions. And Twitter, lalo na sa Twitter, may mga fina-follow ako doon na influencers, sabihin na natin. Just to, ano, yun nga, not to miss out on what's new or ano yung bagong techniques na lumalabas. Kasi nga, mabilis na yung technology ngayon eh. Siguro, kung few years back, let's say, 10 lang yung automation tool ngayon, hindi mo na alam kung paano nyo i-evaluate yung tool sa sobrang dami. Siguro ang drawback lang nun for me is specialization kasi lahat gusto ko i-try. Yun yung drawback sa akin. I guess yung skill doon na ma-apply is beyond manual and automation. Yan nga. I guess it will land on curiosity and how would you time management, self-management, yan. Medyo personal siya. Sorry, medyo tawag ito, selfish yung sagot.
Medyo hugot.
Pero I think yung ano, the question is spot on in terms of ano eh, parang it's going beyond just what we usually look into. Diba, lagi tayong nandun sa manual testing, how to do test strategy, how to do better exploratory testing.
How to code well.
How to code well. So, automation side, anong best tool?
Yes.
One of the most trickiest question to answer. Most na trickiest pa. Pero, kumbaga, going beyond that, maraming important skills yung testers that you can bring onto the table. I got reminded of it lang when Robbie was talking earlier. Critical thinking.
Yeah.
Kasi sometimes, when we talk of, for example, requirements or user stories, we just focus on what's given to us eh. And whatever you're handed with, there's a load of assumptions in there. Kung hindi natin i-question yun by asking back, why would you need it? What goal are you trying to achieve for this user story? Why do you even need this functionality? Those are neutral questions. Of course, depende kung paano mo itatanong. Diba? Pero if you ask them in a neutral stance and be open to the answers na you might get, we're clarifying a lot of things that could have been coded into the system eh. So maraming scenarios tayo na later on itetest natin, pero if only we thought of it ahead and raised that up as a question to the developers and to the analysts and to the product managers, you could have clarified a potential bug na may introduce later on. So critical thinking, I think, is also very important on this eh.
One more na naisip kong madagdag is imagination and kung paano natin i-relay yung imagination na yun to other people.
Mm.
For example, may nakita tayong bug, yung technical level ng devs mas mataas sa atin definitely kasi sila yung nagko-code. And pag sinabayan mo yung paliwanag on a technical perspective, minsan hindi kayo nag-jive. Nasa channel, nasa ABS-CBN si dev, nasa GMA si QA. So ako, what I do is naghahanap ako ng common ground. For example, may nakita akong bug. I usually use example ng cheeseburger. Meron akong dalawang tinapay pare. Yung bug ko nasa keso. Ito yung keso. Tapos pinapaliwanag ko kung anong module yung keso. So, nandun kami sa common ground na alam namin dalawa kung ano yung cheeseburger. Alam namin kung nasan yung keso. Mas madali na niya mahanap ngayon kung nasan yung bug. Hindi mo kailangan sabayan si dev na sasabihin mo pa yung kung saan ang URL, kung anong endpoint, kung anong test data. Mag-meet lang kayo halfway na kasi ang nakikita natin yung scenarios. Hindi natin kailangan hanapin kung saan ang code line nagkaroon ng issue.
Gusto ka example.
Yung keso.
Siguro, may naalala lang ako bigla. This was taught to me siguro years and years back. Nabanggit lang kasi na if you're writing a bug report, if it's concise enough, you don't need screenshots. Yun lang.
Yes.
Naano ko yan.
Actually, yun din yung ngayon eh. Kasi most of the companies that I've worked, standard na may screenshot. Hindi ko alam kung sa inyo ganun din. I mean, sa listeners, ganun din ba sa inyo, kailangan ng screenshot? And sa bandwidth ng Philippines, sobrang bagal, sobrang daming screenshots. Alam nyo na kung ano mangyayari.
Baka naman din sila mag-screenshot. Sabihin, uy, pakinggan nyo yung podcast. They're discouraging
screenshots.
Well, so, si Derek lang.
That's not my point. Pero, yeah, to emphasize Robbie's point, if you have described the bug precisely and concisely, you wouldn't need screenshots.
And that's another skill.
Yeah.
Writing or...
writing concise bugs that's understandable.
It also goes back to empathy. Ha?
Yeah.
Kasi when you write a concise summary, and at first glance, naintindihan mo na yung bug. As a product manager, kunwari, prioritizing the bugs, I won't have to dig into the details. Eh. It saves me a lot of time. Diba? Kasi you're already trying to understand how will other people get affected by this report.
Correct. Nakalala ko dati, nagkaroon kami ng 100 plus bugs. And yung nagtitriage na the product owner had an easier time. Kasi yung summary pa lang, concise na. So, hindi na niya kailangan basahin sa isa, tingnan yung screenshots and all.
Well, sa akin ako na experience ko, I was working with several devs, lahat naman tayo. Kaya medyo hindi ako supportive sa templated na scenarios, tsaka na bug logging. Kasi si dev A gusto lang niya makita yung title. Si dev B gusto niya makita yung steps. So how would you apply yung template nyo? Kung bawat tao, iba-iba yung gustong makita. I-apply ko yung template ko, hindi naman babasahin yung dev kasi wala naman siyang pakialam na sa ibang steps. So yun, basically, kasama din yun sa creativity natin, tsaka sa empathy, creativity and empathy, both. Kung kilala mo na yung kung sino yung co-work mo, alam mo na yung kiliti nila to say, alam mo na kung ano yung dapat mong ilagay dun sa bag without having to explain it to them further.
I'll pitch in on an agile perspective naman. So, for example, for teams na I coach on an agile perspective, rather than focusing on writing it agad, what we do is, oops, especially for critical ones, if it's a critical bug, we just walk to the developer, hey, I saw a problem. Kumbaga, do you want us to resolve this now? Or do you want me to write a report for this kasi this is gonna be done sometime this week?
Okay.
Or something else? There were other teams na they just use post-its eh. Write it down there, stick it to the developer's machine para kahit paano may reminder. Pero kumbaga parang I think that's what you're saying eh. Iba-iba kasi yung context ng taong nagbabasa kung paano nila gagawin yung mga issues. You have to somehow experiment on what works for your teams eh. I agree with the templated ones eh. You don't want to template it kasi otherwise sayang minsan eh. You just follow writing things up just because yun yung nasa template pero hindi naman pala binabasa or binagamit.
Yes. Let's encourage our listeners to share their thoughts as well on how parang on our in your daily day-to-day work with your colleagues within your Scrum team or within your organization beyond the manual or testing work itself, how do you make sure, how do you harmonize your yourself, paano ba, how do you harmonize your day-to-day activity with your with different departments or different colleagues? So our next topic would be personal growth plan for testers. Siguro na medyo na-touch ko to kanina on a personal side, more of ano kasi ako eh, self-taught. Although I do attend trainings, but mostly yung personal growth ko is I have an idea, I'm gonna share it with the team and make sure to execute it, and from there yun. Before I give in the details or whatnot, anyone would like to share personal growth plan for testers?
Actually, maraming avenues for you to grow eh. And typically we just focus on learning modules, diba, or trainings. Pero I'll give you a different perspective to it. When I was starting out on doing product management work saka yung heading a team, development team, hindi lang basta software testing, anday kong hindi alam eh. Lalo na dun sa agile development approach. What I did was join communities. I'm you know, if you'll notice, baka maging salesperson ako dito about software testing Philippines, pero I think it's very important for you to join communities like meetups, discussions, engage in, you know, comments, simple comments in Facebook, in the Facebook groups, answer some questions, listen to other people, kasi ano eh, you'll grow a lot of in terms of perspective and context, understanding of context, not just skills. Pero kumbaga, you'll be able to understand how other people operate, what practices work for others, and then you'll get insights and advice on what could be, you know, probably a solution to the problem you have right now. So, learning modules is one good area, pero at the same time, just, you know, work with people. Go out of your cubicle and talk to other testers in the industry.
I think, I would just like to encourage din, yung ibang hindi pa nakaka-attend, is worth it yung traffic, and where if you're in Manila, worth it yung traffic, and aside from learning, yung network mo kasi,
yes,
personal network will grow and you'll find people that have common in common interest nyo, and mali nyo, you'll find your Steve Jobs or Wozniak on your one of the meetups. So Derek.
And yung joining meetups actually is one good avenue to grow, just like what Ian said and Robbie. Sometimes kasi kahit na gaano kakagaling mag-Google at magbasa, may mga nami-miss out kay. Kasi kahit na isulat nila yan ng A, B, C, D, E, F, ang nakita mo lang A, D, and F. Nakalimutan mo yung ibang letters. So talking with other people in the industry helps you get your eyes straight. If nag-iba yung perspective mo, mas makikita mo yung mga bagay na hindi mo nakikita before.
Ako on a personal growth perspective, siguro I can probably give you my tool set kumbaga, mm-hmm. on how I learn. Aside, of course, from the community perspective na I mentioned earlier. One is yung TED Talks. TED Talks are a good way for you to absorb yung different perspectives na medyo somehow disruptive sometimes. Pero it gets you to think beyond just the work that you do. So in terms of software testers, you get to understand how people think about design, how people think about entrepreneurship or, you know, product deployment, yung fast delivery like DevOps. And it's very short, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I also subscribe to Safari Books online. So I have a yearly subscription there. I can access any book na I want to. Of course, limited yon kasi may ilang publishers lang na nasa platform, yung iba wala. Pero kung halimbawa, gusto kong maintindihan yung accessibility testing, I can browse on 5 to 10 books kasi I just have to search it. Para siyang Kindle. Pero you have a one-time subscription fee every month na yun, meron kang access to a number of books. Tapos siguro third is plain and simple YouTube. So minsan ko, halimbawa, kailangan ko maintindihan yung how does Selenium grid work or how Appium works. Minsan, masyado pang messy kung pupunta ka sa Coursera, Udemy, Pluralsight, which is good. Kaya lang, sometimes you can quickly get it with a simple YouTube search. Eh. Tapos meron ng perspectives on how you probably could use it.
Ian, on top of your mind, anong TED Talk yung would you recommend for the listeners and to us na pwede namin...
Ah, good question. I don't have an answer for you right now. I do have one. Siguro for testers, I think yung talks ni Dan Ariely, Ariely,
mm-hmm.
He talks about behavioral economics eh. Pero it's also talking about, you know, critical thinking and how you get to understand your biases. So look at yung TED Talks ni Dan Ariely. They're really good ones. They do a lot of thought experiments and you'll get some insights on trying to introspect. Ano ba yung behavior mo? Ano ba yung biases mo? And become more aware of it.
Sorry. Just one more reason why we promote going to meetups and conferences. Sometimes, lalo na kung matagal ka na sa company mo, nababox na yung perspective mo kung ano lang yung nasa loob ng company. And joining yung meetups and conferences is a really great way para makita kung ano ba talaga yung nasa labas ng company.
I will also encourage to bring your boss with you.
Yes.
Kasi...
yung boss or someone powerful.
Powerful talaga. Someone higher up.
CEO.
CEO.
Okay yun. Kung mm-hmm. CEO or any startups. Kung may startups dyan na you're employed on a startup or joined the startup,
mm-hmm.
Can encourage your entire team. Di ba? Again, personal growth plan. Siguro ako, sumagot na ba kanina? Anyway, personal growth plan. Ako, to be honest, yun nga, nabanggit ko twice na just do it on my own by one is yung YouTube, yung sinabi ni Ian. I don't want to discredit yung mga training companies, pero mayroon namang ibang resources doon. Though, iba pa rin kasi yung may interaction ka sa classroom eh. Iba yon. Siguro, yun, on a personal note lang doon kasi wala. Although, I prefer nga din yung classroom. Pero pag wala akong time constraint or wala akong opportunity, I go to, yun nga, YouTube, blogs, Twitter, mga fast yearly plan. I don't know if you do it or... or career-wise, if your organization has one, you'll give them a checklist tapos
mm-hmm.
they will help you achieve those checklists.
Pero siguro kahit wala yung company, best way is make sure na kahit every quarter may matutunan kang bago. Doesn't mean na kailangan mo maging expert. If you could, that would be better. Pero make sure lang na you constantly keep learning.
Good question ko dyan. What would motivate you to learn?
Good question. Well, siguro doon sa mga medyo mas bata sa akin pa. Kasi ako yung perspective ko dyan ngayon is gusto ko nang ma-bridge yung mga gap na hindi ko alam. Pagka may question mark sa utak ko, instead of finding an excuse kung bakit hindi ko dapat alam yun, I make it a point na pagka may question mark ako, I look for the answer. Lalo na kung kaya ko naman, lalo na ng information age. Kung kaya kong hanapin yung sagot, I'll look for it. Yun yung motivation ko. Ayoko lang na pagka tinatanong ako, siguro medyo egotistical yung sagot ko, pero ayoko na pag tinanong ako, wala akong masabi kahit yung basic knowledge.
May tanong ako, hindi mo to alam.
Hanapin ko yung sagot yan.
Yeah.
So, yun, I guess it's a good opportunity as well to ask the question, what's the current state of testing in the Philippines? Ikaw, Derek, what's your take on this?
Well, siguro step back lang muna. Not sure if all of you have read, pero recently may nilabas na article si India, if I'm not mistaken, na may terminate yung IT companies nila doon na totaling 50,000 IT employees. So, Asia din si India, malapit tayo. Will we have the same fate? So, to answer yung question ni Ian, lahat ng nakausap ko na IT company here in the Philippines, surprisingly, we're growing. Lahat merong unfilled QA posts. Well, basically, hindi lang naman QA, may BA din, may devs. Pero IT as in a whole, we're growing. Marami pang unfilled posts. So, yun, yung state ng IT sa Philippines right now is healthy. I don't know, we're healthier than India, maybe. Pero I don't see us following the footsteps na gano'n na mag-terminate on a mass scale anytime soon.
I guess also to put it into perspective, yung nilet go nila na that big a number, hindi naman necessarily testers or developers lang. Eh.
Yes.
It could be a lot of different IT roles.
And, yeah, possible din kasi na not sure if they describe CSRs as IT as well. Eh.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. Although, yun nga, on a Philippine perspective, we can... Diba? Sometimes we can argue all day whether we're at a certain state or not. Eh. Pero I guess for me, the more important conversation is what can we learn from that? Diba? So how can we move forward with that as well? So right now, we still probably have a lot of demand for IT jobs,
yeah.
Software development, testing jobs, automation. And I agree with that. A lot of companies outside the Philippines are actually looking into the Philippines
yeah.
to pirate a lot of talents from here. Kaya lang, at the same time, I guess what's more important for us is to learn na sometimes kasi medyo laggard tayo pagdating sa ganyang developments eh. And we know na something's happening outside the Philippines. Maybe it's time for us to look into how can we expand our skills para we can not necessarily become indispensable in our own companies, but at the same time, if and when that happens, na your company, which of course you are uncertain on what the future holds, in case na you got let go, what's your next step? There's always gonna be something for you if you keep developing yourself eh. So maybe on an IT perspective at this point, yung industry is growing, pero we need to prepare as well on growing our skills, just tying it back to an earlier conversation we've had about growth.
So is that about self-preservation? ako siguro that from a person na hindi masyadong exposed or wala akong masyadong nakausap na people around the industry. I guess personally, point of view ko, we need to level up our competencies as well. We need more, I guess, people in the community that would raise the bar in terms of challenging the attendees or maganda siguro kung during meetups din nagkakaroon tayo ng sort of activity. Hindi ko pa ma-picture out kung ano pero something on that raising the competency of the Philippine jobs kasi I believe marami din nag-a-abroad. I'm not sure kung may brain drain tayo ng testers but I believe yung Filipino community naman are very competent. We just need to be more competent to catch up with our neighbors and probably the rest of the world. Be the heart.
Siguro to put into context as well yung Philippine testing industry. Marami kasing testing practitioners are on a vendor-client relationship eh. Diba? Na testing are outsourced from one company to us here. So, if you look at it, if you try to examine it, baka marami pa rin yung demand for testers in the Philippines because of that model. Pero, in terms of yung mga product development companies na they own their own IT staff, hindi sila nag-outsource ng testing outside, maybe the story is different. So, I'm just saying na it could be, you know, holistically, hindi ganun yung situation, pero maybe in terms of trying to slice yung differences ng companies against each other, baka iba-iba din yung trends. Pero I agree with Rabi, it's also a matter of looking at maybe not just focus on testing. Maybe the skill set you need to develop is beyond testing. Kasi at the same time, what we're seeing now, especially with Agile Software Development or DevOps, everyone tests na eh. And this is what I usually advocate for testers who are at a point where nagiging ganun na yung environment nila, more agile, more developers doing testing, maybe you need to start becoming a coach as well.
I agree. Diba? In terms of everybody can make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na kapag mabilisan nga yung turnaround ng development.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayan, I agree with that, Ian, mm-hmm. in terms of being a coach.
Yeah.
Actually, I would agree as well. Usually kasi, sa traditional model, QA always has the last say.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa mga current business model ngayon, it would be good if we let ourselves be heard. Well, of course, there's empathy again. Always take into consideration yung feelings ng iba before ka magbigay ng side mo. And yun, let your opinion be heard constructively.
Mm. So, thank you, Derek and Ian. And myself. I hope you guys enjoyed or may napulot kayo from our discussion. Just three guys talking. And give us feedback. We'll be sending, we'll be posting the link for the survey. Give us feedback so we can improve on our next. And suggest also topics for our next talk. So again, this is Robbie.
Ian
and Derek.
And we're signing off. See you next podcast. Bye-bye.